The most famous successful spy in Jewish history was Eli Cohen, who infiltrated the Syrian government in the 1960s as an agent for the Mossad. By the time of his capture, he was third in line for the Syrian presidency. His intelligence was very helpful in the Six-Day War. He convinced Syrians to plant eucalyptus trees above underground bunkers in the Golan Heights so that the Israeli Air Force knew where to target missile strikes in the area. And the question is, would he be allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman as part of his spying mission? Mordechai Vanunu, who was a Moroccan Jew born in 1954, and he made Aliyah, so he worked in the nuclear plant in Dimona in the 1980s, and he smuggled 60 secret photographs of the nuclear plant out of the country and left for Australia. Once in Australia, he affiliated himself with the Anglican Church there and eventually traveled to London. In September of 1986, he approached the London Sunday Times with the photos he had taken, and he accepted a large sum of money in exchange for the classified photos. The newspaper was scheduled to publish the sensitive information in early October. The publishers urged Vanunu to remain in the security of his hotel room in the meantime for fear that his divulging of secrets posed a risk to his personal safety. However, on September 30th, 1986, the New York Times reported that Vanunu was missing without a trace. Not long afterwards, Vanunu was in Israeli custody and was preparing to be tried for treason and espionage against Israel. Press reports revealed that the Mossad agents brought Vanunu back to Israel for trial. Secret agent Cindy, posing as a young American woman, met Vanunu at a social function in London shortly before he disappeared. The two initiated a romantic relationship, and Cindy subsequently convinced him to travel with her to her sister's apartment in Rome. In the process, Vanunu was kidnapped by Mossad operatives who smuggled him covertly back to Israeli soil. While precise details of the operation are unclear, it seems that Cindy seduced Vanunu by engaging him sexually and then encouraged him to follow her to Rome, a strategy known in the intelligence world as the honey trap. At the time of the operation, Cindy was already married to Israeli Ofer Ben Tov, also an Israeli intelligence officer. Vanunu was convicted of treason and spent 18 years in prison. And the question is, halachically, can a married woman commit adultery for the sake of accomplishing her mission to capture Vanunu? And may she stay married to her husband afterwards? And this is related to the Esther story. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalamud Aleph says that you can set aside all Torah prohibitions to save a life other than for the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim, idolatry, forbidden sexual relations, and murder. And the Rambam codifies this halacha. And yet, in Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes Zion, Esther tells Mordechai, when she hears about the plot to kill the Jews, she says, gather all the Jews and have them fast for 3 days. And after that, Uvachein Avo El HaMelech, and then I will come to the king, Asher Lo Chadas, which is against, literally against the law. V'chasher Avati Avati, and if I get destroyed, I get destroyed. If I'm lost, I get lost. Now the Gemara understands Esther's speech here in Megillah Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph in a different way. When she said to V'chein Avo El HaMelech, she says, I will come to the king. So this means that she'll be intimate with the king. What's a Shelo Chadas? So I'm Rabbi Abba, Shelo Chadas Haya. It was against the religion, against the Torah. Shebechol Yom V'yom Ad Achshav Ba'onis V'Achshav Baratzom. Until now, I was having relations with the king. I was forced to have relations with the king. And now I'm willingly going to have relations with the king. I'm going to try to seduce him so that he will be on my side when I tell him about Haman. And then the Gemara says, V'chasher avarti avarti. K'shem she'avarti m'beis abba kach oved mimcha. Just like I was lost from the house of my father when I was taken by the king, so too now I will be lost from you, Mordechai. This is based on the assumption, the Gemara says, that Mordechai and Esther were married. And Rashi says, Avati mimcha, v'asur ani lecha, because I will be forbidden to you. The H Yisrael shenensa muteres labala, that the wife of a Yisrael who was raped is permitted to her husband, uvaratzon asur labala. But if she willingly has relations with another man while she's married to the first, she's married to her husband and she has a relation with another man, so she's forbidden to her husband. So it seems from this Gemara that on the one hand, what Esther did was okay. I guess Esther, the Gemara doesn't criticize Esther for what she's about to do. And yet, she seems to be, she'll be forbidden to her husband as a result of this act of intimacy, beratzon, willingly. So regarding how Esther's allowed to do this, it's Gilui Arayos. So the Maharik in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin explains that Esther did not do commit an Isser, did not do anything wrong. And he writes, V'loya b'davar fil nidna davera. There's not even like a hit, a smattering of a sin. Ela mitzvah rabba asasa. She did a great mitzvah. Why? She tzila kol Yisrael. She saved all of Klal Yisrael. He said, I'll prove it to you, because when she came in front of the king, she sharsala ruach hakodesh. She got the divine inspiration. And that wouldn't have happened if she was about to commit a sin. And then the Marik said, and also we also find in Sefer Shoftim that Yael, Eishes Chever Arkeni, Sheshimcha Akasu B'maase de Sisra, that Yael, when she killed Sisra, who was running away from Barak. So Devorah writes a song after Shiras Devorah, after the story when Sisra is killed. And in the story, in the song that Devorah sings, she hints to the fact that Yael was intimate with Sisra. Then she got him drunk, and she killed him. Why was she allowed to do this? And the assumption is, according to the Marik, that she was married at the time. And the reason why both Esther and Sarah were allowed to do what they can do is that it was for Hatzalat Klal Yisrael. It was to save all of Klal Yisrael. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, goes one step further. And he tells a story about there was a group of people, and among this group of people, there was a husband and wife. And they were by an inn, by the forest, and then they came across wicked people, murderers, thieves, and it seemed that they were going to kill this group of people, this group of Jews. And the wife of this man, who was part of the group, submitted herself to the group and engaged in relations with them. And then, and then because of that, she saved the whole group. She gave herself up to the group, and therefore they weren't harmed. And now the husband comes to ask, is she permitted to him? Because she did this, because if she wouldn't submit herself to the wicked people, then the group would have been killed. So the Shus Yaakov says that even though what she did was correct, she's still forbidden to her husband, just like Esther was forbidden. And just like Yael was forbidden. Now the Nor Behuda and Madur Tanina Yoredea Simon Kuf Samach Aleph disagrees with Shvus Yaakov. He says that the Yael and Esther story were situations where women were committing Gilui Arayos, but to save all of Klal Yisrael, trying to save Klal Yisrael. The Shvus Yaakov case is that she was trying to save a group of people. Could have been a large group of people. But the only time, says the Nor Behuda, that you're allowed to submit yourself to Gilui Arayos, to commit the Aveir of Gilui Arayos, is to save all of Klal Yisrael. Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. So he disagrees with the Shvus Yaakov. And the Mishpat Kohen of Cook writes, in Yane Erchel Simon Kuf Mem Dalet, Os Vav, says that even though you're only allowed to violate, set aside the prohibition of Gilui Arayos to save all of Klal Yisrael, saving Eretz Yisrael, saving the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's like saving all of Klal Yisrael. Even if most of the Jews live outside Eretz Yisrael, if you are engaged in a mission to save Klal Yisrael, to save the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered like Klal Yisrael. And by the way, this is probably similar to the concept that we say Hallel on Hanukkah. And we're saying Hallel, why? Because all of Klal Yisrael were saved. The truth is the miracle of Hanukkah only happened to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. There were many Jews who lived outside Eretz Yisrael who weren't subject to the persecutions or the religious persecutions of Antiochus. Only the Jews of Eretz Yisrael were subject to the persecutions, and a miracle happened to them. And there, but nevertheless, all of Klal Yisrael celebrates Hanukkah. Why? Because when Klal Yisrael are saved, when Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are saved, it's like all of Klal Yisrael are saved. So similarly here, it would seem from here that a spy who's engaged in a mission for the security of all of Klal, of Eretz Yisrael, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so she or he or she would be allowed to engage in Gilui Arayos in order to save Klal Yisrael. Rav Kook explicitly says this is permitted in a work called Bayot Hilchatiyot B'Shabak Uv'Mosad. And he writes that this is considered an Avera Lishma, and he says that you are permitted for security reasons to, he says, even you can have a fictional marriage with a non-Jewish woman based on the story of Yael, and you can commit an Avera Lishma for the security of Klai. So what's interesting is Rav Gorin even allows not just Gilui Arayos, certainly Shvichas Dam, certainly you can murder, or you can kill, sorry, to save Klal Yisrael. Obviously, you can save, if someone's trying to attack you, you can kill them before they try to kill you. But Avodah Zarah is a question. Rav Gorin thinks for to save Klal Yisrael, you can violate Avodah Zarah, but Rav Kook disagrees. That's a separate conversation. So regarding the first question, can someone commit the sin of Gilui Arayos in order to save Klal Yisrael for security reasons, like on a spy mission? The answer is yes. Now, but what about coming back to her husband? If she's married, so can she return to her husband after she commits Gilui Arayos? Marik says it's a mitzvah that she did. But we still have to contend with the fact that the Gemara tells us that Esther is saying that I'm going to go to the king, and now I'm trying to save all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's considered ratzon. I'm seducing the king beratzon, and therefore I'm going to be forbidden to my husband. So what can you do? The truth is, and in fact the Shvus Yaakov says explicitly, she would be forbidden to her husband. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chachmas Shlomo in Siman, in Eben Ezer, Siman Kufayin Chesiv Gimel, explains that maybe there's a difference between the Yael story and the Esther story. That Yael, what'd she do? She seduced Sisera. She was intimate with him. She seduced him. And then she got him drunk. And then she killed him. So she killed him. She saved Klal Yisrael. Directly resulted from her seduction. So he thought that in that case, that would be permitted. That's really considered ones, because she's doing this, she's forced to do this directly, and then in order to kill him to save all of Klal Yisrael. Supposed to that's her story. She's simply seducing the king so that she'll find favor in his eyes and he'll do what she wants. That's too indirect, so she would be forbidden to her husband. And therefore, what's advisable, if you have a frum spy, female spy, the best thing is, you get if she has to seduce, if part of the mission is to seduce someone, it's better that she's single. What if she's married? So then, the best thing to do is for her husband to divorce her. What's the halacha? If a man is married to a woman, and then they get divorced, could the man remarry the woman? Absolutely. Let's say non-Kohen. If he divorces his wife, he can remarry her. What if she marries someone in the meantime? No. If a man marries a woman, then they get divorced, and then she marries someone else, then let's say her second husband dies or they get divorced, she's not allowed to return to her first husband. There's an Isser, a Bachzer, Gushaso. Once she's married to someone else, they can't get back together. What if a husband divorces his wife, and then she's intimate with another man. They don't get married. She's intimate with another man. Can she return to her husband? The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Siman Yud, Seif Alf says, Hamagarish is Ishto. If a man divorces his wife, Vacher Kach Zinsa, and then she has an affair or she sleeps with another man. Muteres Lachsul Abal, she can return to her husband. So that would be the solution. Solution would be, if you need to get a married woman to seduce someone as part of a spy mission for Eretz Yisrael, so then it's a frum woman, she's asking a shayla, so then we would have the husband should divorce her, and then after she completes her mission, her husband can remarry her again.